You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's almost ridiculous, LaMarcus Aldridge to the Nets and Andre Drummond. I mean, the Lakers, before the season started, had put together one of the greatest rosters in NBA history. And now they add these guys, and the Nets add this? Are you kidding me?
The name is something, but, I mean, is LaMarcus Aldridge part of their closing lineup? Probably not. That's a 15, 20-minute guy who's better than the guy that would have played there. It's fine. I mean, I don't know if he tips the balance of power one way or the other. It's just, okay, like the Spurs are like, we're trying to make the playoffs. LaMarcus Aldridge, beat it. We'll bring in Gorgie Dang.
Well, can't you see a scenario where he comes in for 15 minutes and scores 10, 12 points? I mean,
possibly.
That's much better than anything else that you would have off.
It's one of those great guys to have on your bench late. See, the thing that, because of the NBA salaries, the only way that happens is on buyouts. Because then you get a guy who's on a bad contract who can come in at minimum price and fit into a team. It's the only way it happens anymore. But it used to be, you just sign those guys to deals, free agent deals, and you would get, hey, look at this, Bob McAdoo at the end of his contract or career. Or you get, the Mark Aguirre was a real trade, but I'm trying to think of some other moves. John Sally has done it before. The Bulls had some. The Heat had some. Who did the Heat have? I remember the Heat had a couple of guys like that. That's one of those moves. It's just that you shouldn't be able to afford him because somebody already had a bad deal. Like, he was already on a bad deal and got bought out of it. I think Drummond can have a bigger impact, honestly, than Drummond can have a bigger. They added Drummond and JaVale McGee.
No, the Nuggets traded.
Oh, no, that's right. JaVale's of the Nuggets. That's right, because I was arguing with Alec. I told Alec, I wanted her to think. I said, why would the Nuggets add McGee? Because he, like, I said, no. And I kept trying to make him go, because you have to guard. You're always thinking about who you have to beat to win a championship. So that move is being made to guard Davis, obviously. I mean, you have to have an athlete to do it. But now, I think the Lakers, that's not a counter move at all. But you now have Drummond coming off the bench? Or no, you don't even have to have him coming off the bench. Drummond can just start and you'd be gigantic.
Yes. The Lakers are at their best when Anthony Davis is playing the five. Which is something he's reluctant to do until the playoffs begin. So I think they will remember last year before they got to the Rockets, they started Dwight Howard, and then the Rockets played him off the floor, I think, in game one, and then his minutes decreased. So I think they will start with, but if they have to adjust, then Drummond won't see the floor a lot. If they're at their best and teams take advantage of them when Drummond's on the floor, then he'll sit and Davis will play the five. But yeah, they'll be big in some instances. I don't know how much that'll matter. I guess maybe you don't want Davis guarding Jokic, but Drummond's a terrible defender anyway. So it'll be matchup based, like all this stuff is.
Man, people are getting big now. People are getting Gasol and Drummond and Davis and LeBron.
Yeah. Well, no, they're basically saying, don't try that little lineup on us because we will punk you with the big lineup.
Yeah. Holy crap. Well, but Drummond and Gasol can't be on the floor at the same time. So, I mean, but
no.
They'll never be short of.
But Drummond and.
And Markieff Morris
Davis
and. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, they want to bully you. They want to bully you. If you try to get too frisky, they'll just bully you with physicality.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Nets to me are more dangerous because the Nets have scorers who can't really be matched up on. Like KD, you got to match up Davis on KD. You'd almost have to do that. Or LeBron. How in the world would they – how would the Lakers guard the Nets? You got three guys who can handle, two who can take you off the dribble, and one who can shoot over smaller players. I think KD can be taken out of his game by some physicality. Like LeBron could go out there and body him. Who's guarding James if you're the Lakers? How do you guard James Harden?
Well – these are instances where being big is going to be a problem. No one can guard James, and no one can guard KD particularly. It'll just be can the Lakers team defense limit the Nets, and I just don't know how you score with the Nets, to be honest with you. because the Lakers have shown, well, at least in the playoffs last year, they ratcheted up the defense. I think they're maybe capable of doing that again, but the Nets just have so many options to score. And the Lakers, Andre Drummond's not going to, is going to help in backup minutes, but when it's game time and you need to go get a win, I don't think he's going to see the floor. LeBron will be your four in those situations.
Well, Schroeder, you got Schroeder. Well, who's going to, yeah. You got Caruso on Kyrie?
Nah, you're probably
got Schroeder. Kuzma?
You're probably, I'm looking at their most common lineup this year when guys are healthy. It's Schroeder, LeBron, Marcus Gasol, Anthony Davis, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I mean, Marcus Gasol is not closing games.
KCP?
You'll probably throw Morris out there. Yeah, KCP's their starter.
He's got to be on
Kyrie. No, I mean, would KCP garden James?
Possibly, yeah.
Kyrie.
Maybe you put Schroeder on Kyrie and KCP.
Schroeder on James.
Because remember, James beat the brakes off Schroeder when they tried him
last year. KCP's a bigger guard. You'll probably put him on James.
Schroeder was getting beat up by James. I think Morris may get out there try to play bully ball. He'll go right by Morris, though. That's why you have rim protectors in there.
Yeah. Yep.
Or one.
Yep. And you can play zone.
I mean, don't you feel like it would be so blessed if both teams lost before even getting to the finals?
Oh my gosh.
If the Nets got beat by the Bucks and the Clips got the Lakers, what a blessing. It might not be the prettiest. It would be some of the most boring superstars in basketball playing in the championship. But all that ring chasing would be hilarious. Let's gang up and get it. I mean, you don't want to see James win a title ever, right? I don't.
No. Yeah. I don't want to see LeBron win another one.
Thanks for all you did, James, but I don't want to see James win.
I don't want to see LeBron win another one either. This is going to be, I just can't watch these. I can't watch that final.
So it's no win or no lose for you? If LeBron doesn't win a title,
no
but
win.
James does.
Either of them.
If James
win.
Doesn't, but LeBron does.
Either of them win. It's no win. I got a no win situation.
You got to have somebody else step up.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Giannis. I need the Greeks to get in there. Got a Greek title. Because, Spinoulis never gave it to us.
Never played a game.
Spinoulis never delivered.
No, no.
Ronnie Cycli never delivered.
No. That's about it. Isn't that the extent of the Greeks?
Well, it felt like Luis Scola was Greek, but he is Argentinian.
No. Yeah.
But he looked kind of Greek.
No, he looked Italianish.
No, he looked Greek-y. He looks like he's a little bit,
Yeah. And slow a little bit.
He looked Greek-y.
Let's get LSU Brian in here. What do you say, LSU Brian?
Hey man, I'm still thinking the Lakers got to worry about the Rockets matchup. You know, kind of like they did last year. You got to take the big man off the floor because you got all these great 3-point, small shooters. I don't know what y'all talking about, but I think they're gonna have to worry about the Rockets. But Dale, what was your name for Cal? What was your go-to?
Well, it's not my name, but someone brought it to Twitter. From Twitter, I think Cal the Clueless is pretty spot on.
Cal the Clueless,
yeah.
That was good. Okay, I got one for you it actually matches in perfect. It's Cal the Incompetent. There is no one as more incompetent to do that job than Cal McNair.
And it's kind of alliteration, not really.
Cal the Incompetent.
Yeah, it's got the C in there. It's up near the start of the word.
It's good.
It's
I
good.
Like it.
Cal the Incompetent.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty good.
I like it. I'm not knocking that one. That's a good one.
I think that's more accurate,
and
too.
And we shall go to battle in the north for Cal the Incompetent.
Or how would they, or would people just say, this will be, remember when, what was Reek's family when they tried to hold?
The Boltons?
When the Boltons tried to hold, what was, where did they come from?
Oh, you mean the Greyjoys.
No, the Greyjoys.
The Iron Isles?
Where they took it from.
Yeah.
They came from the Iron Isles and took over Winterfell?
Yeah, but Rams and Bolton
took
it,
they took over what?
The Winterfell?
Remember how easy it was for them to get their asses kicked in Winterfell? They, went in there. That was like, Cal is like Reek or whoever. Mm. And that is, and that's basically Winterfell. Like, the Texans are Winterfell. It's the easiest thing to take over. It's not hard.
Well, remember,
it's not
Winterfell
hard.
Got taken over because they're all
remember
in
they
the
just
South.
Knocked Bran on, or they knocked Reek on his head and it was done. Like, here you go.
Well,
next thing, you're about to lose your Johnson.
Reek, no, well, no. They had to leave because he took a small force in there to begin with because all the Starks are down south. So he took over, and then the Boltons were like, excuse me, this is ours, and we're going to.
And look it, the Texans lost their Andre Johnson, right? I mean, because he's out.
They lost their Andre Johnson.
They did.
So the Texans are reek, or are they Winterfeld? Are they as a whole reek?
As an organization,
I just think they're Winterfeld.
They're reek. They've got no identity, right? They don't know who they are.
That's Matt true.
Schaub they lost was, their Johnson.
No, mm-hmm. but Schaub was reek.
Schaub wasn't I feel like reek.
Schaub was reek.
Schaub was reek.
He screamed one time when somebody was rushing him. He went, in my head at least.
Yeah,
when
I was watching, you made that up.
I felt like I could see him scream. But that's Winterfell. Winterfell's always in disarray, chaos. Immediately somebody's head was chopped off right away, just like with Charlie and Dom. They were done. Well, Chris Palmer was maybe. He got whacked early. Then you make terrible moves for Philip Buchanan. Like, to me, this is Winterfell. It's got just, of course, it's hard to say because Jack Easterby, all that stuff is happening in what, Westeros? I don't mm-hmm. know which.
Well, Westeros is the entire country.
Okay, so where's the one where it's a kingdom with?
King's Landing.
King's Landing, yeah. That's the big one, right?
Well, Littlefinger comes in and takes over?
Yeah, that's King's Landing. No. Huh. Where Littlefinger and...
I don't like you explaining Game of Thrones.
No, Littlefinger went in and took
over.
Well,
there's all these little nerdy names.
The mountain
names.
And the
Eyrie.
The giant hole that throw people down.
I don't want that one. What's the main one?
King's Landing is what you're talking
King's
about.
Yeah, King's Landing. That's kind of... But this doesn't feel like King's Landing.
No. It's not the seat of power.
Yeah, but we got all the King's Landing guys.
I just think they're reek. The whole organization is reek. Okay?
You
doesn't
just
have
like
any
it,
identity. Lost its Johnson.
You just like saying lost its Johnson. That's why. That's all this is.
He keeps doing that over and over.
Yeah. You're not fooling anybody.
You're the one that brought it up.
Because the phrase Johnson is just not used that often.
Is Andre Johnson going back there anymore? No.
They did lose their Johnson, in a way.
They did.
In a way.
No, not in a way. They lost him.
House Arian is gone.
Not Arian.
Yeah, House Arian Foster. Yeah. House Arian is gone.
I just think Nazis want to hear Arian, that's all. Well, House Arian. I was like, oof.
713-780-37. Look at more people. That's all anybody wants to do is give Kel a nickname.
Ain't no one, ain't no one here.
Give the people
we got,
sports.
We got the Cougs in the Elite Eight. Yeah. We got the Texans making national news every day.
Yeah, Cal's nickname is fun, though.
We got the Rockets winning a game that they lost.
After blowing a lead because they scored 10 points in one quarter and then score for the last 7.5 minutes of a game on Friday night.
They came through. How about the way they came through on Friday night? I mean, it couldn't have been any better.
To the Wolves.
You scored 0 points in the last 7.5 minutes. How in the world did you do that?
The Rockets are like, look, we're not gonna sweep this team. That's bad for business.
Outscored 31-10 and lost by 6. They were killing them. Killing them. Wow.
It's almost as if they said, okay.
Up 15, headed to the fourth quarter.
Let's try not to score and see if it happens. Like, we're not even going to try to score and see if it goes down that way. And it did.
It did. Wow. Hey, that was just an amazing, amazing game.
Cal the Dim?
No.
Ooh.
That's what somebody put on here.
Oh, that is one that fits.
Woo-wee. I wouldn't just rule it out just yet. Because who uses the word dim?
That is a very old school English
Cal the Dimwitted
deal. Yes. That is something that someone would have been called back then.
Yes.
This is no. We have to put some respect on his name.
Why
no,
do we have to do that?
The other one was not
Kelly Incompetent. Kelly Incompetent.
No, dim is.
We don't want to call
dim is a word you
know,
that is.
You know how I know that's the right one? Because it hit me in a place where I was like, there it is.
Yeah. No, that one feels 9-16. Natural.
9-16.
Cal the Dim. Cal ESPN. The Dim-witted. That's what you would say back then.
You want to know who's smart? The MMA law firm. That's who's smart. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about guys that are. And you know what? They ain't taking no stuff either, no guff off the insurance companies. And you probably are. If, in fact, you have a policy and you feel like you have a claim that they should honor and they are not, well, that's what the MMA law firm is here for. These guys deal with insurance companies every single day, and they win for their clients. Absolutely free. They will look at your policy. They will look at the claim. And they will tell you, they will give you advice based on that, whether or not they can take care of business. And they don't charge you a dime for that. Absolutely free. Now, when you win, because you're not getting anything now, All you got to do is give them a percent. I don't know what the percentage is, but whatever percentage that is, you give them a percentage. It's way more than you have now because you ain't beating that insurance company. Insurance company, it loves fighting you. They don't love fighting the MMA law firm. McClenny, Mosley, and Associates. Go to largelossattorneys.com. Absolutely free. They'll look at your policy. largelossattorneys.com.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 713-780-3776-919. 713-780-3776. Who's next? It's Daniel. He's got a nickname for Cal. What the hell? What up, Daniel?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How you doing, man?
I've been listening to you guys since probably 97. It's the first time I've ever called in.
Oh, man, we appreciate that. Thanks for calling, Daniel. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, man. Anytime. Yeah, I had a nickname for Cal. Cal the Mouth Breather.
The Mouth Breather?
It's not a compliment, John.
Yeah, you know
John.
The Mouth Breather guys. Yeah.
Cal he's, the Mouth Breather.
You know, he's not too sharp upstairs to catch my drift.
Oh, we got it.
Yeah.
Like, if you approach someone, John, and you're trying to talk to them, and they were like, would you find that person to be someone you actually wanted to talk to?
No.
If their mouth was open and that's how they were actually getting air into the system.
You know some mouth breathers.
Well,
yeah.
That's true.
I mean, I don't know. Does that make you unintelligent or
it's,
you're just.
It's the implication, yes.
It's not. Yeah.
Most bright people don't breathe through their mouths.
Hmm.
Like, you're not breathing through your mouth.
No,
right now.
I breathe through my nose.
Like most people. But if your mouth was open and that's how you thought you had to get air.
Because you don't know any better?
Yeah. Someone called in and said Cal should be called Cal the Mouth Breather.
Mouth Breather.
It's not better than Cal the Dim.
It is. I don't think we're going to beat Cal the Dim.
Cal the Dim.
Is it Cal the Dim for short?
That's what he would, yes.
He'd have been Cal the Dim Witted, and they call him Cal the Dim.
Cal the Dim as opposed to Cal the Dim Witted.
Well, when the stories are written and by when that one little guy who lucked out and killed one of the White Walkers, that guy.
Sam.
Yeah. He'll write Cal the Dim-Witted when he writes it,
mm-hmm.
But they're going to call him Cal the Dim. Bop, bop, bop.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Okay.
When historians, when historians break down the reign of Cal, mm-hmm. like 200 years from now, when football's no longer a thing and people are talking about this era of Texas football, he'll be referenced by someone, well, he was called Cal the Dim.
But it could be names. You know, sometimes they have like, he's Cal the Dim-Witted, Cal the Dim, also known as Cal the Clueless.
A long list.
Also known as, you know, how sometimes they'll kind of AKA you. And that's probably what will happen. His reign will have been one of non-prosperity, abject failure. They will look at all the moves in his kingdom that ruined the kingdom. And that he let people walk all over him. He had the hand of the king was just a complete farce. Jack Easterby, because Jack Easterby is his hand.
Mm-hmm.
He is. And so it's going to be looked at. If you start thinking of it like a Game of Thrones, golly, can you imagine that Game of Thrones? I mean, they would get obliterated. Yeah, this would happen. You would get your kingdom taken over,
oh, yeah.
And you'd be a laughingstock. You'd be the least powerful kingdom.
Was there any king that was dim-witted like Cal?
Of course there was.
Who? Which one?
I don't remember because I've seen many of these things, but yeah. There are kings who weren't that bright who ascended because, you know, they're royal blood.
Lucky Sperm Club.
Yeah.
You talk about on the show or just in general?
No, on the show.
Not on the show.
Sometimes I feel like Mark Davis could be on this show, too.
Well, not on the show, Game of Thrones, but in just in general.
No,
yeah.
No. I mean, on the show, like, there was nobody to compare him to.
Well, not on the show, but in the just, game.
Well, Haldor is the only Hordor.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
But we can't do
we
that.
We just matter of factly. Well, yeah, Hodor.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not calling them that.
I was like, well, yeah, but we can't do that. That's inappropriate. Let's just go tell the dimwitted.
This whole conversation is inappropriate.
Well, then do something. Then don't let people trick you into things then.
Well, no, everybody, that's all they want to call in with.
Well then you better.
Daniel,
then be better.
Daniel has been listening since 1997. It's the first time he called. Because what he wanted to call about was Cal.
The mouth breather.
Then be better then.
Be better. Set an example,
Tillman. Be better. Are we calling?
We've already established.
I'm not sure about Tillman as an owner.
Cal the
We're
dim.
Not calling Tillman. We don't have any names.
No,
about
that's
Tillman.
What I said. It's disrespectful. Less,
Bob McNair.
Uncle Drayton?
Uncle Drayton. Uncle D. Well, I was.
That was different.
I turned him into a cartoon, but he did some cartoonish stuff. But this is on a different level, though. Can we talk about the Cougars or something? Can we talk about point spreads? Can we talk about the Astros?
What you want to go over the Fromber? Lineup again?
Give me some Fromber. Where's Whitley? Fromber, is Whitley coming back? Back from his injury?
Make up trade targets for the Texans when Deshaun is through this thing.
Huh?
We can make up potential trade for the Texans once Deshaun is through this thing if he gets through it.
Again, another Deshaun.
But it's about football, not about.
No. There's nothing over the conversation unless if you have to have oral in it, you shouldn't be talking about that
subject. I didn't say anything about that.
Well,
I said a trade.
It seems like every time
you
Deshaun's name comes
hey,
up,
can I,
there's some kind of booty hole thing.
You're the only one referencing the O word, and you just dropped another word. Neither myself or Lance has said. I said trade. You brought that word into the mix.
I know, but how are you going to talk about Deshaun without 20 lawsuits against him?
Well, we haven't seen the last four.
No, but I'm sure there's a oral. I'm sure the word oral comes into it somewhere.
You have said that word so many times, and no one else has said it.
I know, but I'm just disgusted with it.
Yet you keep uttering the word.
No, that's why I don't want to talk about Deshaun.
Will you not say that word again the rest of the show?
Okay. All right. Can I say fellatio?
Oh, my
See?
God.
See?
We got an intern out there.
She's talking. She can't hear what he's saying this time.
Let's get.
Oh, wait. That wasn't on the air?
No, she can't hear. She's talking
She's
to somebody.
She's talking to somebody.
Oh.
Thank God.
Oh,
Keep
that
her
was
talking.
On the air.
Keep talking.
Oh, it was 100%
Keep
on the air.
Definitely. Keep her there. Julio, let's get him in. What do you say, Julio?
I heard you potty mouth. Hey, man, I got some names for Cal McNair. Cal the Gamer. Cal McNumnuts. Cal the Fredo.
I don't. Fredo is. Yeah, but Fredo was doing two at a time. He was doing waitresses two at a time.
Yeah, and that,
Cal ain't doing
and
that.
And his brother's not going to come in and whack him. Although people would love for the other dude to take over.
Yeah.
I want respect. No,
Cal is Orson Lannister.
Who's Orson?
The Lannister that would smash bugs in Tyrion's story.
Oh, yeah.
You remember him?
Wait, is that a real one?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember?
There was
Tyrion
a Lannister?
Told the story about their slow cousin that would smash bugs and he clunk, clunk. What was it? He would say.
I just typed in Orson Lannister. The Game of Thrones wiki calls him. Orson Lannister was a lackwit member of House Lannister. And a distant cousin of Tyrion, Jaime, and Cersei. Lackwit.
I'm sure the story is on there.
Did you say a lackwit?
That's what they
I've never heard that word before, I know what it means, obviously.
Cal the lackwit?
A lackwit.
Well, this is a tragic story. When he was a newborn, a wet nurse dropped him on his head, which apparently caused brain damage, and left him simple-minded for all of his life. His relatives would regularly laugh at him due to his... That's sad.
He would regularly let's go to a break before we say something.
He would regularly smash beetles with a rock in the garden.
Who came up with Orson? Who remembers Orson? Who did Orson?
Tommy Stark.
No one remembers Orson. You had to have gone to like a Game of Thronespedia, one of those wiki thrones or something, and you found that accidentally.
Tyrion telling the story. About Orson.
I don't remember
when we come
this
back.
Guy at all.
You don't remember? Tyrion was in prison telling Jaime about Orson. Or who was he telling? Maybe it was when Tyrion was in prison and he told the story about Orson. And he felt like, I don't know, he related to him some, or he felt bad for him somehow. 928 ESPN 97.5. Right now,
oh,
though.
Oh, my goodness.
We got Lance. What about Texas Star Grill
Shop? So Texas Star Grill Shop got the grill out. We did steaks on them. What I did was, so for these particular steaks, I turned the grill on to, we had fillets and strips. And so this weekend, I got it seasoned. I let it sit. Here's a little pro tip. Oh, and this one of the seasonings I used for the steak, I got from Texas Star Grill Shop. They'll tell you exactly which ones are the very best. That's one of the things I love. But I pre-season it. You let it sit for an hour plus. It kind of seeps into the meat to where you get the flavoring throughout. And then I did a light sear, and then I take them outside and I smoke them on the smoker at about 225, 230, and then check internal temp. I'm telling you right now, the professionals over at Texas Star Grill Shop, they can give you these kind of hints and tips. They can tell you the very best types of rubs and marinades and accessories. That's where I got my meat thermometer, which is on point and perfect to get the meat off the grill at the perfect time every time. But when it comes to the grills, pits and spits, the DSC, the Traeger Timberline, it really doesn't matter whether it's gas, charcoal, wood pellets. They've got a grill that's just for you, high-end, extremely durable, well put together, and high performing grill every single time. They are the professionals. Four locations around Houston. They've got the best prices, and they'll do assembly and delivery absolutely free. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Do you remember Cousin Orson? Orson Lannister?
Of course. Wet nurse dropped him on his head and left him simple.
Simple? Used to sit all day in the garden crushing beetles with a rock. Nothing made him happier.
Nothing made you happier. You think being tormented from birth would have given you some affinity for the afflicted?
On the contrary, laughing at another person's misery was the only thing that made me feel like everyone else.
He's not Orson Lannister.
I don't think he is either.
Ka-clunk, ka-clunk. Oh, gosh. This is just awful. From the classiest owner to the, it's the biggest joke now. It's the worst. Oh my gosh. And everybody wants a guy who has been listening since 97. The first time he's called is about Cal's nickname. That is just awful. Awful.
I didn't even know that was a character.
Cal can have eight names like Daenerys. Yeah, that is true. I mean,
she does. That's the same thing. Yeah. Breaker of chains, mother of dragons, rider of the storm, whatever. Cal could be that, too.
Now presenting owner of the Texans, Cal McNair, owner of the Texans, the conductor.
The dimwitted.
Yeah.
Traitor of picks.
The incompetent one.
Ruiner of brand.
Contract giver. Easily duped.
Hirer of Jack.
Did that too.
Nope. Yeah.
Cal the gamer.
The floor sitter.
Applesauce eater.
I'll see. Yeah.
Somebody else said that Cal, somebody on Facebook messenger sent me that Cal's got one of those spoons that changes colors when he eats his Cocoa Puffs.
Depending on if it's pebbles. Cold?
Yeah, depending. Like, it changed blue and red. Like, blue and red. He just...
Like Coors Light for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's... John has that same vibe, too.
Yeah.
When the mountains go blue.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't think I'm excited like Cal with his cereal? His cold cereal?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. It's Cal...
John the drinker! John the hair guy!
That's right. That's right. I used to be John the bald, and now... John the
John Harry. The T-shirt fan of many programs. Del, is that wrong, right or wrong?
It doesn't necessarily roll off the tongue. It's correct, though.
No, it's absolutely right.
Who's your favorite team today?
Cougs.
Who's going to be tomorrow?
I don't know. Who's playing?
We'll see what happens.
Look, I'm going to talk. I've been a mercenary for years and years. Yeah. Whoever the number, whatever number I like the best, that's my new team. Favorite team.
That's your team.
Yesterday, I was a huge UCLA fan. Couldn't have been a bigger UCLA
fan. No, a lot of them is because I know the coach or something, so I'm going to root for him. Whatever.
Actually, I was a big Pac-12 fan this weekend. Big Pac-12 fan.
Yeah. Well, the Pac-12 did you right.
Yeah.
Let's get Ben.
I mean, in my bracket.
Yeah, right. Let's get Ben in here. Hey, Ben.
Cougar. It's Cougar Ben today.
Hey, Cougar Ben.
How about I was watching reruns of the baseball documentary. I picked up on Molly Coddle. How about Molly Coddle, Cal?
Molly Coddle. He's a Molly Coddler? I don't know what Molly Coddling means. What does that mean?
You treat.
It's you're coddled, overly coddled in life. Oh.
Yeah, that's him. That's for sure. Walked around with Dad. Hey, Dad. Cal, holder of doors. I don't know. I don't think he's holder of doors.
Holder of doors. Well, I mean, that's a way to say it without actually saying
right,
it.
Right.
Holder of doors. That's not
by
bad.
The way, Hodor went out like a G, by the way.
Yeah. Hodor went out. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, well, hey, who knows how Cal's going to go out?
Hey, Cal could do that, too.
You don't know. Did you think Hodor was going to be a superhero? No.
Well, he read the book. That part, you didn't even get to that in the book. That's how far behind we are, I think, I believe. No, but at least that was written by someone who had a plan, and the Hodor thing became a thing because he had this plan in mind. There's no plan for the Texans.
There is. Cal's got a master plan. Cal is doing it. He's doing a deep dive.
All right, since we're on this, why don't I mention this? George R.R. Martin has signed a 5-year deal with HBO based on his Song of Ice and Fire series, which became Game of Thrones. Martin has been writing fiction of various genres since 1970s, blah, blah, blah. Given the success of Game of Thrones, HBO has purchased the idea of a spinoff since May 2017. There are currently 6 series in the same universe in development at the network. Furthest along is House of Dragon, which chronicles the conquest of Westeros by House Targaryen and serves as a prequel to the original. I will totally watch that.
This is Star Wars only now.
Yeah,
only
better.
HBO
only
sees good. A cash
in
cow.
Middle Earth, only good without Jar Jar Binks.
In Middle Earth.
Without Jar Jar Binks and Ewoks.
Well, yeah, HBO sees, hey, if Disney can do it with Marvel and Star Wars,
right.
Well, it's time for
Dunkin'
us to
Egg,
get it done.
Tales of Dunkin' Egg.
As popular as it was? Yeah. Absolutely.
Here it is, Tales of Dunkin' Egg, based on the books of the same name, is another prequel that follows Sir Duncan the Tall and his squire, Sir Cal the Dim. Aegon Targaryen, whose egg-shaped head will one day bear the crown. He's got an egg-shaped head. 10,000 ships.
That actor.
How about this?
Okay, well, specifically, we need someone with an egg head.
We've got 10,000 ships featuring...
Fish, 2 fish, red fish, blue fish. Featuring
warrior queen Nymeria, who founds the kingdom of Dorne. Voyages stars... avaricious seaman Lord Corlys Velaryon.
All these names we got to learn.
And Fleabottom explores life in the King's Landing slum.
When was this
of
written?
The same name.
When was that written?
Well, there's.
I don't know. I mean, well, there's too
there's
many of these.
There's
going
to have to be
pick
some
one.
Hotties if Daenerys is going to come from.
All right,
down
first
the line,
of all, mm-hmm. if you want to get our attention, the first thing HBO does, and the first thing that they did, quite frankly,
a lot of smashing.
Yeah, a lot of smashing, a lot of nudity. Yeah. That's how you draw people like John in. Not me. I'm just there for the show. That's how you draw people in. And that's how you keep
really
them
Banshee?
Through season 3 of Banshee, the first episode of Banshee.
What's that noise mean?
Right off the bat. I'm like, wow.
Well,
I don't even know who this guy is. He's brand new character, but I see what he's doing. That's how he's introduced to us. Okay.
Well, I'm reading something that was dropped a little more than a week and a half ago, so... The ones that are advanced, 9 Voyages, or Sea Snake, and you mentioned Fleabottom, and then another one called 10,000 Ships. So, remember, Nymeria is the name of Arya's wolf, so that's where she got the name from, and now it's going to be part of a series. So, yeah, they got work to do because you can't just let Disney cash in on all this intellectual property of Star Wars.
No.
You got to do your thing, too.
I mean, we're all about swords and, you know.
Yeah, just give us more.
Knights and, yeah, we're all about that now.
Yeah, and it's funny.
But a lot of smashing, too.
Because Game of Thrones, that final season was so bad that it's kind of left. We don't. We talk about it in joking form about the Texans, but no one talks about Game of Thrones anymore.
No.
Because that season was terrible.
It was it was awful. No, but we still talk about it because of Easterbee.
Yes, I'm saying. We do it. We do it because it coincides with the terrible things going on with our football team.
Yeah, right. Let's get David in here for a break. What do you say, David?
Hey, fellas. I called about a month or two ago, and as you guys know, I was completely out on the Texans. I grew up an Oiler fan and all that good stuff. I haven't been paying attention. I just wanted to see how it was going with the Texans organization. How's Deshaun? Did you guys get some good trade value for him? Or
yeah, it's going pretty good right now.
Everything is going smooth.
Everything is going. We're headed in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Deshaun's looking like a pretty valuable piece right now. So if you're just coming back and you haven't been paying attention, there are 20 lawsuits against him currently, which is a record. He broke his own record of 16.
You said two?
Yeah, it used to be two, then it went to four, then it went to six, then it was at eight, went up to 12, it went to 16, and I missed 17, 18, 19. I think you did too.
I'm tired.
I heard 16, and it went to 20 this week.
I mean, they're all saying the same thing, except there's some new, there's some fun stuff added in.
Fun
is relative.
Slight differences,
I
but
guess.
Now No, so the Texans are going pretty good.
Everything seems to be smooth.
They have no draft picks.
Hey, the Saints.
They have no
Saints
draft picks.
The Saints dropped $100 million on a month and a half.
He broke up.
I don't understand what
his phone's breaking up.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
understand.
So
listen, here's what you got to know: the Texans have no draft picks. They have no cap space, and their best player has 20 civil lawsuits pending against them and likely to go on some type of commissioner exempt list.
Yeah.
They have
their
no
owner is thought of as Cal the Dimwitted.
Their owner has been dubbed Cal the Dimwitted.
Everybody in the world doesn't trust them because of Jack Easterbee.
Yeah, and the hand of the king is a huge is a fraud who is simply not to be trusted. Clay Walker still sings songs though, which is good. Everyone has been fired or quit from the front office, pretty much. And they've signed like about 30 guys to one-year deals. So I think that should catch up on everything.
Pretty much.
You think of anything else that's happened?
Everything couldn't be smoother sailing.
So, yeah, no, since you last checked in, it's not much has happened.
Just like a sailboat, just floating on the water. It's beautiful. Can't be better. Cannot be better. All right, 713-780-3776 if you would like to get in here. I want to talk right now about if you're having some issues in the bedroom. I got the solution for you. GetRoman.com/John. Okay, sometimes you might be coming up short in the bedroom. It's perfectly okay. It's in a lot of cases, it's natural. How about speaking to a doctor about it? And you don't have to do it face-to-face. You could do it online. How about you don't have to leave the comfort of your home? You don't have to sit in a waiting room. You don't have to do all of the things that you would normally. And, oh, by the way, that consultation is absolutely free, and it can't be better as opposed to taking your day off of work, as opposed to, you know, going and the embarrassment of sitting face-to-face with a doc. You will speak to a doctor online. You get discreet packaging. You will get a two-day shipping free. It's straightforward, and again, discreet is another word. GetRoman.com/John. You can get your online visit. It can't be better. So go to GetRoman.com/John now to get $15 off your first month. There's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment. That's GetRoman.com/John.
This is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, before you go, I got some under-over for you, okay? I got some prop bets for you. Yordan Alvarez, under-over 279.
Batting average?
Yeah.
I'm going to go over.
He's a pretty good hitter. He's a good hitter.
Yeah, I'm going to go over.
Under-over 33 homers. It's all about staying healthy.
I'm going to go over. I don't see them not playing him.
Oh, no, he's playing.
Like, I don't see them saying, oh, we're going to sit you out. We're going to play in the outfield some, which I heard they may not at all.
No.
So, yeah, full-time DH. Now, there's been thought that they want to, Richard Justice said they want to be able to use the DH position to rest guys, but still hit them without playing them in the field. So where would Yordan play? Would he sit out? Would he play 135 games?
Lefty, maybe. It depends on how he's going to.
Yeah.
You're not sitting him if he's hitting.
33 is a tough number, but I'll go over.
I mean, if he's, but now the whole thing is, you know,
yeah,
health.
Right.
Under over 96 and a half RBIs.
I'm going to go under.
You're going to go under?
Mm-hmm. Be there somewhere.
I mean, that's a big number. Mm-hmm. Alex Bregman, 279.
I'll go over. I think over for Alex.
30 and a half homers.
I'm going to go under this year.
I don't know. I like under over 98 and a half RBIs.
I'll go over.
Hitting third behind Brantley, Altuve. Who knows if Miles Straw is going to be on base from the, you know, as the lineup turns over. Mm-hmm.
He plays all the time.
Yeah.
102 RBI, something like that.
Yep. Under-over. You remember Randy Arozarena?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the greatest hitter in the
history. Greatest hitter of all time. What's his home run total? 64? Over-under 64 and a half?
This. His average is under-over is 265.
Okay.
I'm going over. 24 and a half.
He was the hottest hitter
I've never seen anybody.
Ever seen in the postseason, other than Carlos Beltran.
He single-handedly beat your ass.
Like, every time that guy was up, I'm like, God, can we do something? Of course, I felt that way about Washington's lineup, too. It seemed like everybody in Washington's lineup I didn't want to see at some point.
No. Let's see if we got any Astros. No Astros pitchers in anything. I don't know why Urquidy's not mentioned in this. With Aaron Nola and Garrett Cole. I mean, what the hell? Lucas Giolito, Trevor Bauer. No, Urquidy. That's stupid. No, that's not. That's just stupid. Those are the Astros involved in some under-overs that I've got from Jimmy Shapiro. You got to depend on health. I hate going totals like 96 and a half RBIs. How do you know? If the guy's not healthy, you automatically have to go.
Well, that's what makes it hard.
Yeah.
Especially, yeah. I mean, that's everything is that. Every season prop is based on health.
Yeah.
But Lance, but I think Bregman is typically going to be considered healthy. We just don't know because we had double patella tendon tears for Yordan, but, you know, he's healthy the year before that.
And had put up big numbers. And that was just the start.
Like, how would
he's supposed to be a better hitter now.
How could you play anything with Carlos Correa over?
They don't put it out. They don't put out under over.
It's not even. Yeah.
Oregon State and Houston, 7.5. Who you got tonight?
Oregon State plus the points. I think Houston wins it by 2. I think it's a very, very close game. That is a tough game. That's probably the best game of the. Well, USC Gonzaga's got a chance to be tough. I think there's no way that this one is not a close game.
UCLA Michigan's got a chance to be pretty good too.
It does. This one's going to be close.
What about Baylor and Arkansas tonight?
I think Baylor will smack them.
You do?
Yeah, I think Baylor's better. And Baylor, this is kind of like what they did to Wisconsin. When they're ready to play, I think Baylor can be really, really tough. And Arkansas's just, they've been in some battles dating back to, not the last one, not against, well, who was it before they beat
Oral?
Oral. Before they beat Oral Roberts,
Texas Tech, they had a real battle against.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. No, yeah, Arkansas. Oral Roberts wasn't a battle. Arkansas, Texas Tech was a battle. In the SEC, it was a battle. So I like Baylor.
What do you mean Oral Roberts wasn't a battle?
It came down the last shot. Oral Roberts had a last second shot to win the game.
Well, I'm thinking of a different game.
No, you're thinking
of Alabama.
Alabama.
I'm thinking of Alabama. Yeah, they've been in nothing but battles.
Yeah.
Yeah, Oral was at the end. Yeah, that one, and Tech, and in the SEC. Yeah, they've been in battle after battle. I think at some point that starts to grind you down.
Either that or you're battle-tested.
Well, you're definitely battle-tested. I think Baylor's been battle-tested, though. Baylor was losing at half last game.
Yeah.
I mean, Villanova had him scared.
Yep.
And Baylor smacked the taste out of their mouth in the second half.
Right. I like 7.5. Man, I think the Cougs have been surprising, although Oregon State is on such a roll and they look so good. I think he shuts down. I think Giroux shuts down Ethan Thompson tonight. And I think they're so heavily reliant on Ethan Thompson scoring. And the Cougs defense, holy crap, dude. It is good.
It's really good.
And give me Kelvin Sampson against any coach right now.
Wayne Tinkle is pretty. He's pretty good too.
Yeah, I just
you just can't bat a
giggle every time I say Wayne Tinkle.
Yes, yeah, it's hard to.
Yeah, it's hard to take him seriously, isn't it?
I take that team seriously.
I mean, who do you want?
You Sampson. Think that's too many points, though. Don't
Sampson,
you?
Who's strong, or Tinkle? Which when you go pee.
No, it's yeah, that's easy.
I mean, that's
you don't like laying the points though.
I'm laying the points.
You're laying that many points?
I'm laying that many points.
Ooh.
Yep.
You're fading a Pac-12. Good luck.
Yep. No, the Pac-12 has been money.
You got USC plus the points against Gonzaga?
I got USC plus the points.
You taking UCLA?
No, I like Michigan.
Minus?
Michigan's played their ass off.
I'm having to put some respect on Michigan's name. Michigan put it on. I felt bad for Dell, a Florida team lost, but they really put it on Florida State. Yeah.
What? Put it on LSU's Florida State team.
Put it on your team, his team.
It's not my team.
Well, by proxy.
It's your team.
It's not by proxy.
Well, it's
did Allen text you and did Allen text you and go, man, what a great run for my team? Has he commented? No.
What's Miami adjacent?
No, it's not. It's not even close. They're two different parts of the state completely.
Well,
no, it's almost.
Tallahassee's closer to Tuscaloosa.
Almost identical, Miami and Florida State.
Not even close.
Yeah, criminals and all that.
What?
All that stuff.
What? Who gets arrested?
Yeah.
What criminals?
Oh, please.
You root for LSU. What are you talking about, criminals?
No, we don't have any criminals there.
Yeah, you just beat up military personnel all the time.
Our coach, he just wants to make sure that you got large-breasted blondes.
Did you hear
in
what
charge?
Ogeron said last week about hiring? He goes, man. He was talking about his new staff because he had all this turnover. He goes, I didn't interview some of the guys last year.
That's what he said.
In his press conference, he talked about not interviewing some of the guys he hired last year.
He didn't interview them?
How does that work?
Well, you saw how it worked last year.
And are we sure that's what he said?
He said it in a press conference.
You sure you heard it?
Yes.
Right?
I heard the audio.
Did anybody translate it?
No, it was his audio. Some of the guys I didn't talk
was
interview
it
last
captioned?
Year. I heard it. I heard what he said.
You didn't hear it.
Yes, I did.
You don't know that you heard the right
thing.
No,
he said I did not interview some of the guys last year. He also told the world that his new defensive coordinator was his fourth or fifth choice. Like, yeah, Deontay's our fourth. He goes, he's our fourth or fourth. What is it, Durante Jones? Is that the name? Oh, he's our fourth or fifth choice. Doesn't matter. So was I.
What? Yeah, but you didn't have to say that out loud.
Tell everybody.
He did, though.
We haven't talked yet. Just a quickie. 17 NFL games.
I mean, why is everyone acting like this is like, NFL dropped a bombshell?
No.
I thought we knew this was coming.
We didn't know it was coming.
How's this a bombshell? Because we thought it was going to take an extra year? They said, George Atala said there's going to be changes made to offseason. So basically what they're saying is, now we'll have 17 games and you don't have to practice at all anymore. No more practice, no off seasons. We'll just show up and play games, basically.
Well, I mean, honestly, what did COVID teach us last year? Oh, we couldn't get any good football. No. Yeah. The teams that played bad, we're going to play bad with an entire offseason or without. I mean.
But it had some very adverse effects on certain rookies. Rookies need to. I get it with veterans, but you need that. Rookies, you need to treat rookies differently. First and second year guys need time
yeah.
to develop technique and stuff like that. They need more time. The vets, I mean, and we'll see what happens with preseason games too. I mean, if they took it down to two, it wouldn't matter to me. I wouldn't even play. I would just play my – I would be playing like second string guys the whole way. Hey, listen, there's a battle, man. Put it on tape. But here's the thing. A lot of NFL teams don't want you to see some of their players because they want to stash them and hide them on practice squad.
Yeah.
You too good on tape, then somebody's going to snatch you when you get cut.
Yeah. No. 956, ESPN, 97.5, 713-780-3776. It's going to be just me and Dell now going forward. Right, Dell?
Bye, bitch.
Whoa. That seems aggressive.
I don't even care.
What do you mean you don't care? It seems like you care.
I'm trying to just, all I'm focused on is a cougar.
Bye, bitch.
That's.
Do I have a spot?
Bye, bitch.
Well, I do. I have a spot here. I just, it's hard to do it right after all that. Okay. I don't know. So it seems to me like right now, tonight, March Madness is continuing. I don't know about you, but March Madness seems to be continuing. Oh, that's right. Two huge games tomorrow. And you got, listen, there's 63 tournament games, and all of them, you can play live. You can play beforehand or at any point during the game. You got live in-game betting. It is spectacular. And right now, if you are somebody that wants to play, you've got matching up to a $1,000 bonus at mybookie.com. Promo code BET975. Promo code BET975. Put it in. Get the most. It's the best site. I'm telling you. When you're looking at all of the different bets that you could possibly have, you got the college ball, you got NBA, you got NHL, you got baseball coming up this week. Unbelievable. You can bet, you win, you get paid. Thousands of lines and odds. Live in-game betting. Turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with my bookie. Promo code BET975.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.